Part 1.
Sex with camel. Lots of things are overrated, like suicide. The boy laughed at his own cleverness. The grandmother, who was driving in mid-morning traffic, seemed distracted. More emphatically, the boy said, "There's like 2 competing suicide hotlines for teens in just Boondock County, USA."
"Boondock County? Where's that?"
"Are you kidding, Grams? Here."
"Oh, here. I see. Here."
The grandmother smiled but didn't laugh. Not that the boy had made a witty remark, but it wasn't like her not to laugh at the boy's remarks, however unwitty. "At school, we get email announcements all the time. If you're lonely and troubled and need someone to talk to, crisis counselors are waiting for your call, which will be held in the strictest confidence. There's a new one. Do you feel safe in your home?" The boy laughed.
"Well, do you?"
"Are you kidding, Grams? Statistics say 90% of fatal accidents are in the home." They laughed together. This was good. He liked entertaining, well, anyone. He'd been a clever, bright boy almost since he'd learned to talk. Though in cuteness, he'd probably peaked at about age 11. Next birthday, he'd be 17. The grandmother, who was elegantly dressed, as always, when she left the house, smart white silk turban, white cashmere sweater coat, sharp-creased pale blue linen trousers, good shoes, was driving to the new hospital. The boy had wanted to drive, of course, but the grandmother had insisted, for she was nearing an age, she was not yet there, but she believed she was nearing there, where such basic skills as driving a vehicle might begin to atrophy if she didn't practice them daily. Superannuated. The grandmother didn't want to be that, she'd said. The boy had been impressed with the word, which he'd appropriated as one of his own. As a young boy, he'd collected words. Zygote, parallax, exsanguination were examples. Now, superannuated. This morning's drive was something of an adventure. The new hospital was, according to the Google map, which the boy had printed out, 6.7 miles farther from their house than the old hospital. They'd worn out the old hospital. It was time for the new hospital, which had just opened the previous week, on the far side of a rushing 6-lane state highway.
"Suicide is like some kind of dumb hobby. 99% of suicides are mistakes. The person hadn't actually intended to kill himself."
"And why are we talking about this?"
The grandmother, who'd been an administrator in a small liberal arts college in a former lifetime, spoke with an air of bemused disbelief. The grandmother cast a sidelong glance at the boy that would have been, if the boy had acknowledged it, withering. The boy shrugged. He'd only meant to be entertaining. Nothing he said had the slightest significance or depth.
"Who brought it up?" the boy asked.
"Not me." "Well, not me."
In fact, as the grandmother drove, the boy had been skimming emails and text messages on his smartphone. It was one of the slew of mostly unwanted emails from his school that provided a link to the crisis hotline he deleted without a second thought.
"Tell me something funny. I mean funny. There's this kid accompanying his grams for something to do on this perfect autumn day, when he could be hiking in Peace River Canyon with his friends or alone with his Nike D200. Very funny. Dyslexic guy walks into a bra."
"A what?"
"A bra."
The grandmother laughed.
"That is funny.
You're so ugly, in the sandbox, the cat tried to bury you."
"No, that's not funny."
"Come on, Grams. There's like a million you're so ugly jokes. That's one of the least nasty."
"I don't like jokes that turn upon people being ugly or stupid or..."
The grandmother's voice shifted just perceptibly, so the boy knew she meant to be funny.
"Polish."